Now, to find a solution of the algebraic Hart equation, actually, we're going to construct the basis for the stable spectral subspace corresponding to all those n eigenvalues in the left half plane. Okay, so here we assume that H has n eigenvalues on the right and n eigenvalues on the left, so they don't have any eigenvalues on the imaginary axis. Then there must be n eigenvalues on the right and n eigenvalues on the left. So we're going to take all the n eigenvalues on the left half plane, and then we can construct all the corresponding eigenvectors and also maybe generalized eigenvectors. Then we can use that vector to form a basis vector for the stable invariant subspace. And we're going to partition that basis vectors, okay, when they put together, into two matrices. Okay, remember the basis of since H is a 2n by 2n matrices, a matrix, then the basis corresponding to the stable eigenvalue must be 2n by n. Okay, so we're going to partition it in such a way, so x1 is n by n, x2 is n by n, so the top part and the lower part. Now, in particular, we can show fairly easily that we can choose x1, x2 to be real matrices. If they are not, you can do a transformation, because the argument is always pure. If there is a complex, if there is actually real argument, of course, then you can choose a real eigenvector. Okay, so that corresponding part is real. Now, if there is a complex eigenvalue, then of course the eigenvector usually is complex. However, because the complex eigenvalues always appears in pairs, we can always find a real basis for these two eigenvalues. So just take the real part of the eigenvector and the imaginary part of the eigenvectors as two vectors, that will be enough. So we can always choose the basis vector to be real matrices. Now, if x1 is not singular, then we can define a matrix. Okay, if x1 is not singular, we can define x as the x2 multiply x1 inverse. Because x1 is assumed and not singular, we can invert it. Okay, we denote this function as RIC H. Okay, so it's a taking function of H, mapping the H to a n by n matrix X. Okay, now the domain of this function is defined by all those matrices. H has two properties. One, H has no eigenvalues on imaginary axis. That's why we can construct a stable spectral subspace. Another one is X minus H, that's a stable spectral subspace, is complemented to the image space of zero identity. Actually, in other words, make it just simply, it just says X1, if you construct the basis vector like that, then the x1 is not singular. Okay, so if these two properties are true, then of course we can construct a basis like this, and x1 is not singular, so we can obviously form a matrix X equal to x2 x1 inverse. So we use that and denote all those matrices. H matrices has such a properties as a domain of this RIC function. Now we're going to see that in fact such X is a solution of the Ricard equation. Okay, such X is a solution of the Ricard equation. In fact, because we are taking a stable space, this solution is a stabilizing solution. Now, this process can be done using MATLAB command again. For example, like RIC SURE command will construct a basis vector, okay, x1, x2. Then you can just take the inverse of that, multiply x2 more x inverse, and then you're done. Okay.